Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. June is here. Those long summer days and breezy summer nights, although it's going to be like a heat wave in triple digits by the end of the week. But I digress. It overall means it's a great time to just be outside, enjoy concerts in the park, art strolls, festivals, even a parade or two, and a march. The Sacramento Pride Festival in March kicks things off this weekend. Inspired by the 1969 Stonewall Uprising, the Pride March begins 11 a.m. Sunday, June 14th at Southside Park, ending at Capitol Mall, where the festival gets underway at noon on Sunday, and you can have a twofer. It's also from 1 to 7 p.m. on Saturday. That is just one of the many events in our backyard. Arts advocate Veronica Rodriguez is back for her monthly Arts Talk, where she highlights upcoming arts and culture events throughout our region. Welcome back, Veronica.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, school is out, yes. Which really is like kind of that start of summer, mm-hmm. even though summer will be here in about a week or so officially. Do you have any suggestions for parents who are just kind of like itching for ways to get out and get their kids to explore a new art form or cultural experiences?
Absolutely. One of the best ways to introduce children to the arts is through summer camps. And there's a lot of ways to do that. I mean, it's such a great way to learn something new, make new friends. And summer camps and programs are typically a lot more fun and a lot more exciting to get engaged to. And they have them all around town and all ages.
What are some recommendations for finding camps in your area? I mean, is it too late?
No, it's not too late. There's a lot open still. And, you know, start off with your local parks and rec or city government for art, dance, STEM camps. They offer them for all ages and really all interest. But those that are looking for a specialized opportunity really in the focused in the arts, there's Casa de Español, Verge Center for the Arts, and the Sacramento Ballet, who offers classes for all ages. And if you're in the Roseville-Placer community, Blue Line Arts and the Roseville Theater Arts Academy, they're both on Vernon Street, and they offer dozens of children's classes all summer long. And in the Folsom area, the Parks and Rec and Folsom Zoo, they're wonderful. But there are some really culturally rich organizations like Mata Mahina, which celebrates Polynesian culture. And they're offering a 3-day Tahitian cultural workshop through traditional dance, ukulele and percussion lessons, and a children's art camp. And that's in August. So yes, that's for all ages and all skill levels. And yes, you should be registering now for classes in August. And I'll have the website listed on your website. Plus, there's the museums that offer some type of class or workshop, but it's just a great way to introduce new art forms, new cultures at price points that you could find.
Definitely not too late. Mm-hmm. There is a lot to choose from and just a short distance in our backyard. Mm-hmm. So that is awesome. Focusing on this weekend, because there's already a lot happening, yes. I mean, from art walks to film festivals happening this month, what are you tracking?
So this weekend, you know, it's the two free nights of gallery openings to explore it right there in downtown Davis. It's the Davis Second Friday Art About, which just has a great map available every month. So you can see who's participating. It's galleries, it's businesses. And then, of course, in Sacramento, galleries are open. It's summertime. Everybody is out. So right in that R Street Arts District, there's the annual photography show at R&M Framing, which is a community competition of people submitting.
Our four-legged friends.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then right across the street, there's Twisted Track, who always has some fun live music. And you could count on Verge Center for the Arts and Access Gallery to have a thought-provoking show. And that just makes it a really well-rounded night out. And bonus is Midtown is kicking off their second Saturday events and gallery showings this weekend. So if you're in Elk Grove, though, you may have heard about Paint the Grove.
Oh, what's that about?
So they just started. This week, they wrapped up their first mural festival, and that was a huge thing. It's in historic Main Street, and you could check out brand new murals that just wrapped up. So they're might be wet still, like they're that fresh. And there's 8 artists from Sacramento and beyond. They just transformed it into an open air gallery, and they're just large scale murals. So Elk Grove's really been focusing on building out their arts community with their arts commission, their public art map, and now they have more to add to it.
I love it. A first ever mural festival. And I mean, murals, of course, in Sacramento, in the city center, are here. So now it's just growing south, yes, to the city of Elk Grove.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this weekend is pretty much covered. I mean, lots of excuses to get out and enjoy and have fun. But let's give Thursdays their due. I do like Thursdays because you're so close to the weekend, right? Mm-hmm. And you start itching with excitement. So they're having a really great moment right now. And there are a few events that are kicking off Thursday fun for the summer.
Yes. Okay. And you know, I'm a fan of the California State Railroad Museum, right? They're always reimagining how to use the space. And on Thursday, June 18th, there's the game night at the museum where guests 18 plus can play games provided by Galaxy Game Cafe, Mario Kart, and Super Smash Bros. So there's just something fun about hanging out after hours at a museum for a $10 donation, and that's Thursday, June 18th, 6 to 8:30. But if you want something for the whole family, maybe a little outdoorsy, you could head out to Folsom, where they're hosting the Twilight Summer Concert Series, and that's an evening of live music in the historic Folsom Plaza at the Zittle Family Amphitheater, and that's from 7:30 to 9:30. It's a 13-week music series every Thursday, and the bands are ready and listed at historicfolsom.org.
Yeah, I mean, when you bring up, you know, the movie night at in Folsom, like I think of Pops in the Park mm-hmm. in East Sacramento. They just kicked off last Saturday at East Portal Park. They go to Bertha Henschel, mm-hmm. Glen Hall and McKinley Park. It's every Saturday in June. So it's a good free excuse to just enjoy some live music and lots of people.
Yeah, and it's free. You could bring out your lawn chair. You could hang out, bring some blankets. It's just a nice community event to have on a regular basis.
Yeah, sometimes you got to get there early.
Yep.
Yeah, it is a party.
But
to say the least. Well, changing gears, next week is Juneteenth, and Sacramento has a couple of iconic events scheduled with the Juneteenth Festival at William Land Park, but there's also other events planned. So tell us about them.
Well, this one I'm really excited about. It's the first time I found out about it as well. It's fairly new for Sacramento, but it's a collaboration between B Street Theater, Celebration Arts, BTU Arts, and Capitol Stage. And they're hosting a Juneteenth Art Walk. So that's on Friday, June 19th. And basically all the members of the organizations, all the public, they're going to start at Celebration Arts at 10 a.m. for opening ceremonies. And then they're going to begin the art walk led by the BTU Arts Second Line Style Brass Band through Midtown to Capitol Stage and then to the Sophia.
Oh, how fun.
I know, right? So all guests are available to join for this free event. And there's a full agenda, including opening ceremonies at bstreettheater.org. So anyone could join the parade and walk with the groups. Community groups will be joining. And ideally, this is going to be part of Sacramento tradition of fun festivals, art walks, and parades.
Yeah, I am all for a brass band going through Midtown to Cap
Stage. I know,
Stage.
I'm excited for
it. That is going to be awesome. So at the end of the month, there's also another tradition very much alive in Sacramento, and that is the French Film Festival.
Yes, the Sacramento French Film Festival happens every year in June and has been for the past 25 years. So they're hosting their quarter century birthday at the Tower Theater. The film festival, it's this really unique cultural event that brings people together around films and French culture in a festive atmosphere. And I love that the executive director and the board, their goal is to take you on a trip to France without leaving Sacramento. So in doing that, they've become the largest French film festival on the West Coast. And that's June 26th through 28th at the Tower Theater. You can catch 10 films in one weekend and just visit SacramentoFrenchFilmFestival.org for more information and times. But
and that's when triple digits really start kind of showing themselves. So an air-conditioned theater and some popcorn and an icy is awesome.
Yep.
So finally, Veronica, before we let you go, you have a nice option for people in Lincoln.
Yes, I really love this one. This is a great special show with personal and community-minded focus. The Art League of Lincoln's 6th Street Gallery is hosting Through Their Eyes, and it's a community exhibit inspired by veterans. So this show features the artwork and perspective of veteran artists and is in partnership with the Veteran Art Institute. So it's all about them that weekend. This show is open now, and it runs through July 26th, and it's at the 6th Street Gallery. It's open to the public 11 a.m. through 3 p.m. Thursday through Sunday. So it's a great time to just get out there. If you're in Lincoln, it's a great way to pop off some art this weekend.
As always, thanks for doing the hard work, Veronica.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Now comes the hard decisions of what we're going to actually go enjoy. That is arts advocate Veronica Rodriguez joining us monthly for Arts Talk. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, you can send us an email. We're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.